thank you very much. And I'd like to thank the organizers to give an opportunity to show some of my results. And so this is the, title of my talk. And I'd like to acknowledge the my co-authors, including Ivan Osorini in the audience. So this is the particular episode of the cold outbreak to the Europe, and you really see the heavy snowfall, and that was in 2012. And the first half of my talk, I'd like to show the example of the what's happening in the other side of the continent, in Asia. So here's the the snowfall in the Japan, the same latitude as the Barcelona is located, and also the record-breaking low temperature in the Mongolia. So these are happening with the extreme application of Siberian high. And my first half of my talk is based upon the those two review papers, and one is coming out soon from Cambridge. So we have been working on this issue, and it has been long known that the intra-seasonal extreme amplification of the surface Siberian high is associated with the Rossby wave train coming from the North Atlantic. And so here's the composite signature, and the arrow indicates the wave activity fractal is parallel to the group velocity of the Rossby waves. So, and here's the Brocken Ridge, and the coarse anticyclone is developing right downstream of this Brocken Ridge. And from the potential vorticity thinking, that this anticyclone and an anticyclonic anomaly can induce northeasterly anomalous winds that are acting on this tight temperature gradient. So here's the cold pool, and the wind, it actually draw the cold air across the Barkunic zone to generate the cold, extreme cold advection. So I think it's more instructive to look at this cartoon, right? So I summarize what's going on. So here we have the deep, warm, broken anticyclone, and that can induce the anomalous northeasterly just downstream, and so that is across the temperature gradient to generate the anomalous cold air advection that generates the surface shallow surface anticyclone, and this anticyclone itself also advects the cold air ahead, so it's moving along the this isotherms, that kind of thermal Rossby waves. So in order to have this keep this anticyclone growing, you really need a anomalous advection by this upper level wind inference. So that really, this upper level inference, it really keeps this westward tilt. And from the energetic viewpoint, this is a conversion of the background available potential energy to this anomalous anticyclones. So in looking at those extreme events of the Siberian high, we also noticed that in some occasions, Siberian high amplified from the inference from the Pacific. So here's the composite map for this particular type of event. So here's the what we call Western Pacific teleconnection pattern defined by Wallace and Gutzer. And here the pressure dipole. And interestingly, this blocking dipole is associated with the cyclonic breaking of the climatological pressure, planetary wave pressure trough. So here's in the potential vorticity map. And once this anticyclone develops in the upper troposphere, it also draws the enormous northeastern winds just southwest of this anticyclone, and drawing the cold air from the cold pool into this mid-latitude region to generate the cold air outbreak. So we look at the structure of this anticyclones. In the southern portion of actually the docking, the southern portion is associated with the deep cyclonic anomalies. And if you look at carefully, the this phase is tilting westward with height. So that means that there's a cold air advection across this tight temperature gradient associated with the subtropical jet. So that generate the actually strengthen this cold anomalies. And also interestingly, along this blocking anticyclone, here's the meridional section of this across this particular meridian. So you really see the southward tilt of the pressure ridge. So that means that there's a warm advection, and that is the across this zonal temperature gradient associated with the planetary waves to maintain this warm anomalies. So from the energetic viewpoint, this westward and southward west tilt is actually inducive of the favorable for the variable potential energy conversion from the background planetary waves. And also this Western Pacific blocking is very unique in terms of the its influence onto the stratosphere. So here's the time evolution of this anticyclone. So it originated in the Aleutian region and slowly retrograding into the planetary wave trough. So that weakens the overall amplitude of the planetary waves. So in the stratosphere, there's a wave propagation upward and generate this cyclonic anomaly over the places where we have the climatologically have the Aleutian high. So it induces the finally the intensifies the or induces cyclonic anomaly to intensify the stratospheric polar vortex. So this is the opposite to the other types the usual blocking high would do. So in the second half of my talk, I'd like to come back to this the cold event that happened 2 years ago in this part of the continent. So here's the time series of the air surface air temperature average over this region. And this actually analysis done by the visiting scientist Lin Wang from the IAP. And so in the later part of January to early part of February, we have the record-setting low temperature on many parts of the Europe. And the anomaly temperature anomaly is as low as 10 degrees below the normal. And in that period, we have the well-developed continental anticyclone covering north of the European continent. That was associated with the very prominent blocking pressure ridge slightly north of it. So the the particular pressure anomaly is really zonally elongated as a mean, but if we look at the evolution, it begin with the so-called regionally developed anticyclone and anticyclonic anomaly under the influence of the feedback forcing from the Atlantic storm track. So, but it's the feedback forcing is actually working mainly on the upstream portion of this anticyclone. So it acts to contribute to the westward expansion of this original anticyclone. And also you see the northeastward wave activity flux over the continent, and converging into the eastern portion of the anticyclic anomaly, that also contribute to the eastward expansion of this anticyclic anomaly. So end up with this huge Brocken anticyclone at the mature stage of the cold event. And so we analyzed the how that the cold surface and surface temperature anomaly is generated, and we actually found that the most of the cooling occurs associated with the sort of a dynamical region, because the part of it through the advection of the cold air by the anomalous wind acting on the climatological temperature gradient. But more importantly, cold air is actually cold air transport is associated with the developing anomalies over the continent. So like a cold surge event. And we look at the more detailed about the this anticyclic anomalies on the observed in the later part of the January. So this is the average anomalies between the six in the subpolar latitude and from the zonal section. So here's the prominent anticyclonic anomalies, and you really see this westward tilt. Okay, so the western half of the anticyclone is really the warm anomalies, has warm anomalies, and associated with this anomalous southerlies. So it is favorable for the available potential energy conversion from the background state. And that is indicated with the red color. And so this is consistent, this westward tilt is consistent with the strong forward or the meridional temperature gradient in the background state, including the effect of the CS margin. And also, if you cut across the particular, average over the this particular longitude, and then we cut across the in the meridional direction, you find that there's a tilt of the phase lines of these anticyclonic anomalies. So this case, the phase tilt is poleward. And that is consistent with the background temperature gradient. We have warmer Atlantic and cooler Eurasian continent to the east. So this anticyclonic anomaly is transporting warm air from the northern side and transporting cooler air in the southern portion, and that is also contributing to the development of cold anomalies over the European continent, and also convert the variable potential energy from background state. So here's the summary of my talk. So the extreme amplification of the cold continental high tends to occur in the conjunction with the development of blocking high aloft, and which can form as a component of station Rossby waves or the feedback forcing from the nearby storm track. And wind anomalies induced by the upper level blocking high generate anomalous cold air advection to amplify the surface cold high. And thus, the anomalies are by nature baryonic and efficient for the available potential energy conversion from the background state, and thereby to amplify or maintain themselves against the damping or dissipative processes with the potential for the prolonged cold surge. I think this is kind of an over aspect of the low frequency internal variability. And also, the anomalies exhibit westward phase tilt under the background state and background thermal meridional temperature gradient, while the meridional tilt depends upon the zonal temperature gradient. So in the western Pacific region, there's a eastward temperature gradient in the background states with a warmer Pacific to the east. So the phase state should be equatorward, whereas in the Europe, the situation is the opposite. So the anomaly should tilt in the polar direction. And so this balkanic nature of the anomalies may also be important for the response to the sea ice anomalies. And maybe we can talk about that in the breakout session tomorrow. And finally, and if at some time, so this is a kind of a statistic Colin Nishi and also the Van Orsolini a few years ago. And these maps showing how the local blocking can affect the stratospheric polar vortex. So here we have the, for example, most of the regions blocking amplification really leads to the entire amplification of the planetary waves. So it acts to weaken and the warming of the polar vortex in the stratosphere. But the exception is here, around the far east, and where you have always have the pressure trough, and so the blocking and amplification really weakens the pressure trough, and so has a reduction of the upward propagation of planetary waves, and then leads to the strengthening of the polar vortex. All right, thank you very much for your attention.